Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning in my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We have a great jam-packed show for today. If you're into cool punk rock music or rock music, we got the band Fake News Funeral coming to the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, you could check us out over at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music that we're going to be playing, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Or if you just want to send some nice little emails or fan mails, so to speak, so we can read off the air sometimes, I'd like to hear those or, you know, read those. That's, again, that's at Tyrone Tan. That's it's at Indy at Tyrone at Indy100.com. And then if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our awesome guest Fake News Funerals, you could check out our Facebook page over on Facebook at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. If you want to hit me up on social medias, that's at Tyrone Tan, TyroneTan, N as in Nancy, over formerly known as Twitter, which is now X. And then thanks to the hacker there, that's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads, which is at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, so without further ado, what I'm going to do, I'm going to be bringing in my guest early. Normally, we have my guest co-host that comes on, and we do a little banter and some movie reviews. But my guest co-host is working on a film project right now. So I just want to say, first off, thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that have come in throughout the seasons. We like to rotate a lot of the guest co-hosts and a lot of some of my friends and colleagues that come in to guest co-hosts. I always think it's fun to have them on. So I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you that have guest co-hosted with me. But what we're going to do is we're going to bring in the guest of the hour in. We'll do a quick movie review and then we'll talk more about their music and themselves. So without further ado, actually one of them has been on the show before. It's been a minute, a long minute, but now he's got a different band that he's coming into play, talk about. Again, he's a dear friend of mine, Joseph Carr, who is the lead singer, guitarist of this new punk rock band called Fake News Funeral. And then he's going to be also coming in with his co-lead singer and drummer, Selena Mitchell, who's going to be coming in. So what we're going to be doing, we're going to bring in some fancy style. We're going to want them to make them feel like royalty coming to the studio. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring in traditional style, maybe gladiator-esque style, bring them in on a chariot with the horses here, make them feel special and powerful, so to speak. So what we're going to do, we're going to whistle in the horses. And then we're going to have them come in chariot style into the studio. There's a bunch of fanfare outside. So what I'm going to do, on the count of three, I'll press that button, whistle in the horses, and we'll bring in the punk rock group Fake News Funeral. Two of the three, I guess, members are here. So on the count of three, I'll press that button here and open up the studio door here. And on the count of three, and whistle in the horses. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. There they come. Into the studio on a chariot. Look at out there. They're waving to all the fans outside. Oh, look at all that. All right, they're throwing roses at them. They're stopping for some selfies. Paparazzi out there taking pictures of them. Oh, here they come. Oh, Joseph. Oh, look at all these people all over the guy. I don't know. I don't know if he's taking billions, but it is. They're signing some autographs. Coming down, waving to everybody. Coming down, now walking off the chariot, coming into the studio, more selfies with some fans. Here they are, coming in the studio from Fake News Funeral, lead guitarist Joseph Carr and co-lead singer and drummer Selena Mitchell from Fake News Funeral. Welcome to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, Fake News Funeral. Welcome, women and women.
Hi.
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 How's it going?
Good. Well, good. Well, again, Fake News Funeral. Welcome to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
How's it going, man?
Cool, cool, cool. Awesome. Well, cool, man. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
There you go. Yeah. But yeah, so it's been wow, a couple of years for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years, but maybe, yeah. But since you've been there's a new studio since you've been here.
Yeah, dude, the place looks great. I don't think I've been, at least, has it been like 8 years?
Wow, has it been that long? Oh, wow.
Something crazy, yeah.
Oh, you can push that back, or if you want, just push the mic. Yeah, so you push it back down, so you're not too, no, like away from, yeah, there you go.
There we go.
That way you can lean on the table for yourself.
Oh, great.
There you go. Awesome. Well, cool, man. Well, like Joseph Carr, Selena Mitchell.
Joey, please,
Joey. Okay. I can call you Joey. Problem. No, I can call you Joey now. Hey,
yeah,
Joey.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm not a lowly guitar player anymore. I get to pick my own name now.
Awesome. So it's cool. So what we're gonna do before we talk into about the nitty gritty, we're gonna do some quick movie reviews. I don't know. Did you get the memo? The memo. We talk about some movie reviews before the show. By any chance, have either one of you seen any movies in the theater lately?
I just saw the Bugs Bunny one with my kid,
The Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Man. Actually, a dear friend of mine actually is his name is Eric Baza. He's actually the voice of Daffy Duck and Porky Pig, and he's actually, I've been kind of like a little bit promoting him for this, but yeah, he's actually stars as one of the voices in that, so it's kind of cool, but I didn't get to see it yet.
It was really good. It's kind of for the whole family, and it's kind of one of those ones where there's a couple jokes that are maybe a little bit over the kids' heads, you know what I mean, that are just for mom and dad, you know?
Got it.
And especially it kind of harkens back to some of the old, like, just banter that they used to do on, like, the original stuff. And that was kind of nice for me. And then there's a part in the movie where...
Hold up that.
Go ahead.
Let me do a quick intro of it. So thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. It's The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie, rated PG. Again, thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck are Earth's only hope when facing the threat of alien invasion. Directed by Peter Braungart and written by Derek Bachman, Peter Braungart, Kevin Costello, and let me see anyone else credit-wise. I mean, there's a bunch of writers, if I'm missing everybody. And then starring voices such as Eric Baza, Kenny Milo, Peter McNichol, a plethora of other talented voice artists here. So I haven't got to see it, but again, I did want to catch up, but I wanted to do that intro before you finished off.
Yeah, yeah. It makes way more sense that way.
Yeah.
you know, it's really funny. There's a scene where Porky and Daffy are sitting down like in a diner, and they've lost all their money. They have nothing coming in. They're afraid to lose their house. They've been trying jobs all day. Like, Daffy keeps getting them into all kinds of interesting plights, and they're down to like their last dollar. And in walks Petunia Pig, and she's like a mess, right? And like her hair's everywhere, and she's like covered in rain and stuff. And then they keep shooting back to how Porky sees her, and he just sees this like perfect, beautiful angel. And my wife was like dying laughing.
That's
it was
funny.
Really funny. The kids loved it.
So okay, so cool. What made you see it? Was it your kids or you?
Me and my wife and my kids, but we generally just kind of go. I like to do this thing where I just show up at the theater and kind of see what's playing and just like let life come to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than like, oh, I'm going to go see this or go see that. I really like to go to old theaters.
Yeah.
I really like the old red seatings and the red velvet walls if I can find them and all that kind of stuff. So, and if I can really find it, 70 millimeter film is where it's at for me. I still love that look. So.
Well, cool. So you got to see it. And would you highly recommend checking this out in the theater?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So again, it's The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie, directed by Peter Braungart and starring the voices of my man there, Eric Baza, Candy Milo, Peter McNichol, And again, a plethora of other talented talents. Oh, Carlos Alazraki's in this, which is actually, Carlos Alazraki was a guest on this show. He does a lot. He was also, I don't know if you remember the Yo Quiero Taco Bell dog.
That's Carlos.
And he was also in like Reno 911. But he's been a guest on here on the show here. So he's good dear person and friend there. But it's also so it's cool. So Joey Carr recommends checking out the Earth blew up, a Looney Tunes movie. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right. So what we're gonna do, and you didn't get to see that, Selena, did you?
I did not.
Gotcha. Are you into any cartoons or movies?
I mean, I do like old school cartoons that I grew up with, but I mean, I don't have any kids, and all the little kids that I would be around are not around at the moment, but they're like out of state and things like that. So
got it. Well, cool. Well, so Joseph Carr, aka Joey Carr of Fake News Funeral, recommends checking out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. All right,
100%.
All right, so what we're gonna do? We're gonna now. Did you get the other memo? The other memo. We start off with a hard hitting question first, and then we kind of lighten up over there. Okay, so ready for the hard hitting question as the guest of the hour now. All right, so we'll start off with Joey, aka Joseph Carr, lead singer, guitarist of punk rock band Fake News Funeral. Really quickly, here we are. Here's the question.
I'm ready.
Where are you born and raised?
So I was actually born at Long Beach Memorial. Okay. My dad was an army guy.
In California?
And, oh, no. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah. Long Beach represent. and then I was raised in Moreno Valley. And then as a teenager, I moved to Downey and started hanging around and doing all the Whittier, Norwalk, Pico Rivera kind of backyard punk shows, metal shows, and stuff like that. So
awesome.
Yeah, so California guy.
So California kid. And Selena Mitchell, co-lead singer and drummer of Fake News Funeral. Were you born and raised?
Yes, sir. I was born and raised in Highland Park, California, which is kind of in between Eagle Rock and downtown L.A.
Gotcha. Okay, so both California kids.
Yep.
Same like myself. So cool. Now, so you like Joey? Just make sure. I always call you Joseph, but I mean,
that's okay.
But you're funny. No, I would say, but I just it's funny because professionally, I always see your like whenever I type people's names out, I always like even my I have friends that are a lot of them actors, and a lot of times when I would produce, sometimes I would cast certain people, but I always know their headshot names, so I always call my friends by their first and last names, even though I'm like, they're like, why do you keep saying my first and last? I go, because when I write out your contract, I just always remember your first and last name. So I always I won't just think of you as Joseph, I'll think of you as Joseph Carr. But anyways, so did you know growing up that you always wanted to be a musician or in entertainment industry?
100%. It's not a punk band, but I got Appetite for Destruction from my sister, my older sister. I was thumbing through her CDs and stuff, and I saw this skulls and this crosses on the front of this record, and I flipped it over, and it was like all leopard, and these guys were all garbed out and all this stuff, and I was like, Carrie, what's this? And she was like, oh, that's Guns N' Roses. I don't like them. And I was like, why? Like, why don't you like it? And she's like, I don't know. And this was like the trigger word. She was like, I don't know. They're just so crude. I took it back to my bedroom.
Yeah,
let me have it. You know, let me at it. And I took it back, and I heard like the first four songs, I think, are like,
Welcome to
It's like Welcome to the Jungle, Out to Get Me, Night Train, and It's Not Coming to Me. But like by the first like four songs, I was like walked downstairs and I was like, Dad, I'm gonna grow my hair down to my down to my butt, and I'm gonna play lead guitar in a rock band. And he was like, No, you're not.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And now what about you, Selena Mitchell, co-lead singer and drummer? Did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in a band?
Did you kind of get bullied into it?
Yeah, I kind of did. I mean, I started getting into music pretty heavily in maybe like when I was 10 or 11, just because I had like cousins that were really into, you know, like kind of alternative stuff. One of my cousins that I'm really close to was into punk rock, and another one was just kind of into like a lot of like dark wave and punk, goth and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, I was into music at that time. And when I was like, I believe I was in either seventh or eighth, maybe eighth grade, my little group of friends that I had in, I don't even know if it was middle school or high school at that time, but it's a long time ago. But we all decided we're going to start a band, and we're going to have, you know, it's going to be a four-piece girl band. Yeah, cool, right? So one of the girls was like designating who's going to do what. And I thought since I had like a shaved head and like pink bangs, I was going to be, I'm going to be the singer, clearly. Yeah.
You are the singer.
I'm a singer now, yeah, I guess. But I'm also the drummer. Okay, so I'm still the drummer. But anyway, so our friend in the group was just, you're going to play guitar, and you're going to play bass, and I'll sing, and Selena, you be the drummer. And it was like unanimous. All of my friends in that little group were like, yeah, you look like, totally look like a drummer. And I'm like, what?
Did
like,
you even know how to drum?
No, I never played drums in my life at that point. And I was like, what? And it just was like, you know, we're like, okay, so, but I'm like, okay, so if we're going to do this, and let's do this. And then I guess I'm going to be the drummer. So everybody has to, you get a guitar, and you ask your parents for this, and you ask your parents for that. And me and another one of my other girlfriend that was in the band, who's my best friend till this day, she got her parents to get her a guitar. And my mom reluctantly, who threatened me, who said, if you don't play these drums, then I'm going to have to do something about it. Like, if I'm going to buy you drums, you're going to play them. Mm-hmm. So I had to play them. Mm. So till this day, I'm a drummer. And
that's awesome.
And that band never went anywhere. It was just me and my friend who got instruments, and that was it.
Well, that also what I think about, especially in my career in entertainment in general, but I always find like even if the stuff that doesn't work out, I always think there's some a step from that situation that excelled to something else or maybe elevated, because without that, you probably wouldn't have gotten the drum set, you know, and then blah, blah, blah. So now what about Joey Carr, a.k.a. Joseph Carr? Who were your inspirations into? I mean, obviously, you mentioned about Guns N' Roses, but was there anyone else that inspired you? Or were they the ones that inspired you to get into
music? Not at all. I mean, I lived that fandom for a couple years. But I think, honestly, most of the people that inspire me to write are people that I know personally. And just getting to, I was the guitar player and never really sang for a long time, but I've worked under some incredible people, and, you know, people that taught me how to sing and taught me how to write and taught me how to think of, you know, verses as not just something that I have to get through to get to the guitar parts or whatever. And, but as far as like big bands or stuff like that, Circle Jerks are huge. The Damned are amazing. You know, the run-of-the-mill stuff, Black Flag.
Awesome. And then what about yourself, Selena Mitchell? Who were your inspirations, obviously, you know, aside from your friends, but was there anyone that inspired you or any musicians or artists in general that just inspired you to get in that more deeper into the industry?
Yeah, I guess, like I said, I before I even started even thinking about playing an instrument, I had heard for the first time in my life a band called Crass, which if you're into punk, I'm sure you know it. But as a little kid, I think I was like 10 or 11, and I first heard them, and it was, my mind was blown. I was like, what am I listening to? Like, you know, aside from the lyrics, because they're pretty blasphemous if you're religious or if, you know, you're a friend of God. But just the music in and of itself was like something I had never even, I couldn't even imagine it. And then from there, I was just like, dude, I want in on all of this. And then I just, like I said, my cousin, who I'm really close with, was into punk. So I got into, I just dove in and, you know, same kind of thing, like Minor Threat, The Addicts, The Clash, Generation X, all kinds of 77 bands. Early 80s bands, you know, at that point it's just anything punk, anything loud and fast and angry, you know?
Wow. Well, that's cool. And then, so how did you guys come together, so to speak? So from that, so you, of course, did you guys know each other back when you guys?
No.
How did your, tell audience a little bit about what Fake News Funeral is and like, how did you guys form this band?
You want to take it or you want me to take it? Okay.
Go for it.
Well, you know, we have a good friend. Her name is Leah Gillen. Shout out Lazy Stalkers. She's in an amazing punk band, and I think we've both.
What's her name?
Her name is Leah Gillen.
Leah.
L-E-A-H-G-I-L-L-E-N. And she's been.
What's up, Leah?
Yeah. Shout out, Leah. She's in a band called Lazy Stalkers.
They've been
in the scene. Check them out. If you're in that local LA rock scene, they've been around for like 20 years.
Wow. Okay.
And they have. She writes incredible lyrics. And I think we just went to kind of jam up in Pasadena mm-hmm. one night. And she had other things going on and other commitments that she had to handle. And then I kind of called Selena up and was just like, hey, I know Leah's out, but like, do you still want to play? And she was like, I'm in.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, dude,
like,
totally.
She literally was like, I'm in. And then, I don't know, that just kind of...
Yeah.
Well, there's one. Is there another member as well? Because who's not?
Oh yeah, we should probably mention Memo. Yeah,
let's check. Let's say what's up to Memo.
Hey yo, Memo.
What up, Memo?
And does he just go by Memo?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
yeah,
and he's your bass player.
Yeah.
Okay, bass player.
So
yeah,
we don't want to think we forgot about you.
No.
Yeah. So then you guys collaborated at that point.
She brought Memo in.
Okay.
Yeah, him and I met through that way through our friend Leah, and then. We were jamming for a little while, and then, you know, we needed a bass player because we had a couple songs already established. And I had met Memo through another band. He's also a photographer. He's a great photographer. And he also plays in a band called
Why We Live,
yes. Mm-hmm. And I knew him from just the scene and him being a photographer for other bands. And I asked him if he was available, and his band was kind of like on pause at the moment.
Yeah.
And he jumped in. So we've been playing all. Yeah.
So then where did the name, how did you come up with Fake News Funeral? Where did that come from?
That was me. I don't know how I did that.
Well, because it's funny because when you first like followed me on social, I thought it was a spam like thing because it said like fake news, and I was like, yeah. Oh, what is this? And I didn't even. And I was like, okay, I didn't even accept it for a long time because I didn't know. I thought it was like some like a fake news article or something like that. And so, but where did you come up with?
It's the death of fake news.
I almost want to pull up all the other things I had written in my notes.
Yeah,
I live. I have notes in my phone. I have lyrics. I write things down anytime I think they sound good or whatever. And I was rattling off things, and you were like, not that, not that, not that, not that. And then I don't even think this was one of the things I had written down, or maybe it was. And I just threw it out there, and you were like, that's good. Keep that. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's rare that the bands have three words in. So like sometimes it's like, you know, like Def Leppard or, you know, how did you go fake news funeral? Like if it was just fake news or whatever. I don't know. I'm just curious.
You know what? I mean, not all punk or whatever, but just a lot of the punk I grew up on had just kind of. Real opinionated, you know, real strong opinions that they put across very loudly or whatever. And I guess I just kind of wanted to come out swinging and just be like, this is what I think. This is kind of what's going on. Honestly, I would love to tell you that it was like something really deep. Like, that there was like some really big like moment or like aha epiphany. But honestly, I think we were just talking on the phone and I think it just... Maybe it just swiveled out of my mouth. I don't know if I thought about it too hard. And then we kept looping back around to it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, then, so what was it about each other that you liked that made you go, you know, I want to continue to do, because, you know, so many bands split up, this and that. But what was it about you guys that you found, like, you guys connected? Was it the style? Was it the personalities?
I think when I was brought in, him and Leah were already friends. I mean, I'm friends with Leah. I didn't know him at the time. And we were just, it was kind of like, I guess, a little side project up in the air. And she asked me if I could play drums for it. And I was like, yeah, for sure. And then I went out and we were just jamming that night. And it was just like, we totally vibed, I felt. And then, you know, it didn't go anywhere from that. But him and I, like he said, we kept in contact and we're like, do you want to do something
That's
on
awesome.
The side? Because I feel we vibe pretty good, dude. I feel we mesh pretty good.
Yeah. That's awesome. So why don't we give a taste to your music to the audience out there?
Yeah, sure.
Great,
so we'll debut one of these songs here. So let's I think we might be able to have time to do both. But so let's start with this song, Control. You want to
Control? Yeah.
Control. Let's tell the audience a little bit about this song. What inspired you guys to do this one? Maybe what it's about.
It's about Guns N' Roses. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? I was at a kind of a transitioning point in my life, and right before the moment where everything comes off your shoulders and all the weight is lifted and all that other kind of stuff, when you're kind of in the ugly spot or whatever.
Yeah.
I was literally just feeling like I didn't have direction or purpose, or like things were just feeling lost and whatever. And I just wrote a song about it. It's pretty straightforward, I think. Okay.
So what we'll do, we'll have the audience take a listen to this. And if you guys like the song, email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really like the song, you could check them out. How could they check out the song or all that kind of good stuff?
You can find us anywhere you're streaming music, on all of them. Apple and Spotify and Pandora, YouTube.
You have music video? You by chance have music video?
No, okay. Music video for it yet. I would love. No,
but then, so what's your, and then your social media is at?
You can find us on Instagram.
Which is at Fake News Funeral.
Yep. You nailed it.
All right. Yep. So this is, the song is called Control by Fake News Funeral. We'll be back more with Joseph Carr, a.k.a. Joey Carr, as well as Selena Mitchell. And then you guys have social media as well, personal?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me.
There is a swear word in mine.
Oh, okay. Wait.
It's the A word.
Okay. That's right. It's what is it again?
It's cold A word honky.
Got it. Okay. And then yours, Selena?
Mine, I very rarely use my personal one, but it's at Sally Suspect Device.
At Sally, so okay.
If you know,
yeah, okay.
If you know, you know.
But if you guys want, mainly go to their at Fake News Funeral.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. So again, this is Control by Fake News Funeral. We'll be back more here with the band here. So let me know what you think. Again, here is Control by Fake News Funeral, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
We're back. We're actually off there doing a little bit of something stupid. Something fun is it? Anyway, so again, that was Fake News Funeral. The song is called Control. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Again, that's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Again, the band, punk rock band, called Fake News Funeral. And the song is called Control. Awesome. And then again, if you really like that song, check them out. At Fake News Funeral, or they could find their songs on Spotify, all that kind of good stuff. Well, cool, man. It makes you want to, dance fast and drive. Well, don't drive fast, but it makes you get excited. Yeah. So cool. How long did it take you? And how what made you, I guess, write that song, so to speak? Like, were you just
you know? It's funny. After listening to it, I almost kind of want to change my answer.
Okay.
I definitely felt out of control and was trying to like get trying to get my stuff together. But also, you know, it's really funny. If I was to listen to it not being me, it almost reminds me of like all those old songs where they tell you about how cool they are, like Bad to the Bone or something, or like George Thorogood or something, or like any of those silly songs where they're busy just telling you like I'm a bad mama jamma all the time.
It's funny because the irony is that you guys seem very calm and mellow in person, and then all of a sudden you're like,
yeah, it comes out in the music for sure.
Do you ever lose your voice doing like screaming that loud?
No.
Really?
No, he's
they'll ask me to sing that song for the last hour of a 3-hour rehearsal when we were working it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a funny part in the bridge, and I remember it was kind of squirrely, and it was like we did it over and over and over and over and over again, and I walk out and start smoking cigarettes. I don't know.
That's crazy. So cool. So then how long did it take you guys to write that song or, you know, record it, all that kind of good stuff?
Write it. I think it was
Writing was fast.
Yeah, pretty fast because you had the lyrics.
Oh wow,
the lyrics kind of were. Sometimes we come in and we riff and we jam and then we kind of go. We stop and go like, well, what's this song about or whatever. Yeah. That one kind of came in mostly done, and then I think we were only a band for like a couple months before we went in and tracked the EP. Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, let's go into the next song. I think we have time for the next song.
Awesome.
So let's tell the song about this song. It's called Broken Glass, correct?
Yeah.
Selena wrote this one. Okay. She sings on it. I'm going to let her take this one.
So what inspired you to write this song? What's this about?
This song is actually about years ago, there was a little vagabond guy. There was a little friend of mine.
Vagabond. Haven't heard that word in a long time.
Once upon a time, there was
a vagabond.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was homeless, but I don't know if he actually was like just on the street or what, but he was just, you know, he had like a couple, he had a little mental issue. Yeah. He used to dress like, he used to wear his hair up and little ponytail up, way up top, and like a little Hawaiian, like a little tribal, like, skirt type of thing and no shirt and bracelets and stuff.
Skirt.
Yeah. I don't know what ethnicity he was, but he just looked like a very tanned white guy. But anyway, but he was really cool and he was just in the neighborhood. He was in, if you're from Highland Park, you're my age, you know who he is. But one night somebody had let him stay in like their van, like sleep a couple nights in their van. And one morning, I was walking to my car and I heard him like yelling and arguing with somebody, which I saw and heard that he was arguing with himself. He was just like having a little flip out. But he was just yelling about, it sounded like he was having like a Vietnam trip, like, I don't know, like Cousin Strawberry from Cheech and Chong. But, anyway, this song's about him. He was flipping out. He was yelling about all kinds of stuff. And but anyway, he was yelling about some person named Sandy Perez. So after I heard that, every time I would see him, I'd call him Sandy, and he would answer to it. I'd be like, Sandy, what's up? He'd be like, hey. And so anyway, that song's about good old Sandy Perez.
So Broken Glass, you titled it Broken Glass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, what was about that title? What did that represent?
I used to see him all over the place, and I would see him in
with broken glass around?
No, I mean, I would see him in my truck,
right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would see him in good times and in bad times, and sometimes you couldn't approach him, and sometimes you could, and...
So you got to be delicate like broken glass.
Yes. Yeah, maybe. But most of the time he was really cool.
Cool. All right. So this is Broken Glass by Fake News Funeral. Let me know what you think. Again, email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But again, if you like the song, let them know as well. Check them out on Spotify. Again, this is Fake News Funeral with Broken Glass. And we'll be right back again with Joe... Carr. Joey Carr, aka Joseph Carr, and Selena Mitchell of At Fake News Funeral. Again, this is Broken Glass by Fake News Funeral. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie.
Listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Be, I guess,
today.
All right, yeah. That was, we always get off track while we're off the air. Okay, that was Broken Glass by Fake News Funeral. Again, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. that's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. again, if you really like that song, you want to support these guys and girls, check them out. That's Fake News Funeral. You could go at Fake News Funeral over on Instagram, also on Spotify, Fake News Funeral, yep. All that kind of good stuff.
Apple Music for sure.
And yeah, check them out. All right, so we are back here in the studio with Fake News Funeral band themselves, lead singer guitarist Joseph Carr, welcome back, and Selena Mitchell, co-lead singer and drummer, welcome back.
Hey.
And then in spirit, we have a Memo that's not here.
Yeah,
but right. We do want to acknowledge him. What's up, Memo? All right, so cool. Well, cool, man. So those are both pretty pumped up songs. And how long did it take you guys to do that one?
I think that one was really quick.
That one wrote itself. That one was really fun for me in particular because she came in with the lyrics and the melody first, which kind of made my job to put the guitar underneath everything that was happening. So usually I'm like sitting around woodshedding or trying to come up with a guitar idea, and then I like figure out how to sing over it. And it was kind of neat to just kind of
fall in
underneath, what she had kind of going on.
That's awesome.
That one was really yours. That was a really fun moment for me.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. So now what's going on like for now? Okay, so you guys got these songs, you guys know out. What's your guys' plan for now? Do you want to possibly tour? Do you guys want to do like more record more songs, or what's your guys' goal so far, so to speak, or what do you want to do next?
I mean, I'm sure we have the EP we just recorded and put out. I'm sure we want to put out another EP.
That is my next thing.
Okay.
I love recording.
Yeah. As far as touring, I mean, I'm always up for it, but
Are you guys playing?
Some people have children. And
Are you guys playing anywhere? Or are you guys playing?
We are playing Old Town Pub on the 23rd
of April.
Okay. This month is it 8 or 9? Something like that.
I don't know.
And then I think I just got a message today. We might be playing 2 days after that in Long Beach at
The Hideout.
The Hideout, formerly Ferns, which was a really, really fun place. So yeah,
awesome. So yeah. But they could find out all your information or where they want to go or check you Instagram. Guys out on Instagram.
Yeah,
so that's at Fake
Instagram.
News Funeral.
Yep.
Yes, on Instagram. That's a FAKE, excuse me, NEWS FUNERAL.
Yep.
At Fake News Funeral.
Correct.
Check them out. So again, well, it's inspiring that, to hear all this, inspiring to have actually, because I think the last time you were here, was it before you had kids? Joey?
I had one
Did
kid.
You have a kid? Okay, when you came.
I have three now.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I have a four-year-old and a three-year-old, and they're kind of my whole everything, my world.
That's
right
awesome.
Now. So, but yeah, I would love to tour again someday, like heavy. Shoot, Kill the Dance Floor played a lot.
Yeah.
And a couple of the bands I played in got busy. I would
That's awesome.
To do that.
We'll take we'll take all the kids with us.
Yeah. They could be your roadies, your roadies or what will they call
them? We'll make them set up the drums.
Will plays drums. Lucy's already ready to be a singer.
Oh, perfect. So I have a roadie
already. She's ready. She wants to draw a star on her eye. Yeah.
Okay.
And be a rock star. That's what she told me.
Well, it's inspiring that you guys are here. And I go, you guys have been inspired. We, you know, this show is ultimately about inspiring others. We want to inspire those. Joseph Carr, a.k.a. Joey Carr, lead singer guitarist of the punk rock band Fake News Funeral. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become a singer, guitarist, or musician, or just follow their dreams in general?
Shoot, I don't know. Man, I wish my son was here to take all the advice I give him. You know, I think I'm just a lifer in this thing at this point. Like, I'm 37, and, you know, at, like, 19, I watched a lot of my friends, you know, give up and go get jobs. And, you know, in my 20s, everybody starts having families and, you know, they give up and they go get jobs or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with having a job. Like, the commerce totally supports the art. But as things start happening and life gets heavier, a lot of people just decide they don't have time for it anymore. And it's just that don't give up.
Okay.
It's just really, I mean, there's no really wrong way to do it. There's not really a one size fits all. You kind of have to make it work for yourself, but you just don't give up.
Got it. All right. Yeah. And Selena Mitchell, co-lead singer and drummer of Fake News Funeral. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to be a drummer,
Find
singer,
a bully.
Or just follow their dreams in general?
Yeah, the same. I kind of, you know, same sentiment. I feel, if it's in you, just do it. You know, like, I mean, I don't feel that you ever need to give up, no matter how old you are. You know, if the music's in you, just play it, you know, do it. And even if it's an hour a day or you jam with friends once every 3 months, keep doing it. You know, you don't have to necessarily, like, make it be your goal to, you know, get a gold record or something. But, like, if you, you know, you're into music, you like playing it, you like making it, just do it. Don't ever stop doing it.
Awesome. Well, guys and girls, I want to say thank you for being on the show.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On all your guys' success.
Thank you.
Again, if you like their music, again, check them out. Follow them at Fake News Funeral. The songs that we played were Control and Broken Glass. So, again, check them out on Spotify, Apple Music, all that kind of good stuff, and then check out their socials for their upcoming, where they're going to be playing. I think you said one more time you're going to be playing on the 23rd of April.
23rd of April, Old Town Pub, and I think we're doing...
That's in Pasadena, by the way.
That's in Pasadena.
California.
Amazing,
California.
Yeah, because we are worldwide, so you never know. Yeah. So if you guys want to come out to Pasadena...
Such a good venue.
The other one is going to be... Where?
Long Beach.
When is that, possibly?
That is the 25th. I think it's the...
Oh, like 2 days after.
Yeah,
oh, wow. Okay. So both in California.
Yep.
So check them out. But again, check out their socials. All right. Well, I want to say thank you, Joey Carr, Joseph Carr, and then Selena Mitchell.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, the band, the punk rock band is Fake News Funeral. Check them out. And I got to say, wish you the best of luck in all that you guys do. And don't be a stranger. And you guys are always welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
God bless you guys all. I want to say thank you all for tuning in. I like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.